flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
A good question.
3 random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
1, 2, 3.
On The Fan.
All right, a little special edition here. Special edition Friday. Mess around Friday, a little 3RQ. Hoff is at the controls.
So you know I like to just kind of slow and steady. So we got 3 good ones. I think they're the spicier ones are later, but let's start off with this. Keep it simple.
Yes.
When do you hand in your gift at a birthday party or a wedding?
When do you hand in the gift at the birthday party or a wedding?
Yeah, like when you have a, you know, you go to the party, when do you actually hand that off?
I think it depends. Is it an envelope or is it a gift?
Yeah, like it's an envelope with cash or check.
I think you just kind of find the money bag, no? I mean, first of all, it's been a while. I haven't been to a wedding in a while. I think the last wedding I went to was mine, now that I think about it.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's 13 years. It's an odd question. I don't know. Did you derive that from somewhere?
Like, well, I just want to know. Like, do you have a strategy behind your gift that you give? Like, because here's
try not to look cheap. That's the only strategy.
Okay, but what if the wedding might be cheap? So, like, to me, if I'm not gonna, I'm gonna evaluate the party first before I go and
you actually do that?
Hey, if the food wasn't as good, or maybe they were like. Maybe the hors d'oeuvres weren't as handful as I'd like.
Yeah. Well,
wasn't a free. You know, the bar wasn't as free as I thought it was going to be,
or it wasn't top shelf stuff.
Yeah,
it was only like a couple of beers and the cheap vodka.
Maybe I'd take out $100.
Well, $100 for you and your wife. You have to give at least $100 a plate.
Oh, I know. I'm saying I'm taking $100 back. Who knows how much I gave originally?
Like, wait a second.
It might start at 5. It might go down to 4.
All right, wait, hold on, dude. So if you go to a wedding next weekend with Nicole. And it's weak. Like, it's like the chicken's like rubber, the bar's whack, the music stinks, like, the venue's not nice. But you're with your wife.
Yeah.
You're not giving at least, and this is even on the cheap side, $200?
No, like I said, it's going to start out at 5, but I might be taking some money back.
No, I understand that, but would you take enough to the point where it's below $200?
No, I don't think I'd ever get that
low. Okay. All right. I mean, so you adjust to what you get.
Yeah,
that's pretty selfish, but
it's just keeping it real, though. Like, hey, I'm going to your wedding. You're inviting me. Yeah. I got to give you. You're inviting me so I can give you a gift.
I appreciate you keeping it real. I do. I've just always been a good tipper, like even at the diner, even going to the diner, like you get like a couple of eggs, bagels, side of sausage, coffee, like after a game or something, your child gets like, I don't know, a little milkshake and eggs, like the kid style. It's like $47. I'm like, what the hell, man? So I still tip well, but I wouldn't pull what you pull. That's tight, man.
No, I'm just being serious. Well, listen, I believe it goes both ways.
Well,
hey, listen, I am a good gift giver.
Yes.
So make it a good party.
All right. I mean, that's your style. It works for you all the year. Hey, Patty, just you're going to be married in a year or two. Understand what this guy's telling you.
Well, Hoff just might have reevaluated how I do it, because I guess I'm a sucker. I drop the envelope with the cash off right away, and then it could be a horrible wedding.
Yeah.
Horrible food, not a lot of effort put into it.
Actually, I don't even get, I just give it to my wife does it.
Yeah, no, I take control of the
okay.
The envelope.
There you go.
Let's go to number two.
Yes.
Are you a massage type of guy?
Yes. Yes, I am. I actually had one the other day. I am. Yeah. Because I've got these. So I told you guys I went for the MRI for my shoulder. Thank God there's not a tear. I've got an impingement, which, you know, I'll tell you, the older I get, all the surgeries and injuries I've had, like an impingement, because I've had so many surgeries. Like, didn't Sanga have an impingement?
Yeah.
Yeah. That Cole had the impingement. I'm like, impingement? Come on. How so? Like, it just sounds soft. Are you going to miss 4 months because you have an impingement? Now I know what the impingement is. Yes. So my wife and I won't give the spot a free pop. My wife and I have had for well over 10 years at a local massage place where we have like monthly massages, and she could get facials or manicures, whatever, pedicures. But yeah, I love getting massages.
And
yeah.
Does it make a difference who gives the massage? If it's the best massage in the world, does it make a difference?
I can't have a guy do it. I'm just going to be honest with you. Now I'm going to keep it real. I can't. I honestly can't. I'm not going in there for anything other than a massage, you know? But I can't have a guy. That's just me. I don't want a guy rubbing me. Now, the other day, though, I will tell you, I booked one because, you know, I'm like, what are you laughing at? I'm just being honest.
Oh, no, you were very honest. I appreciate that.
I mean, do you, first of all, do you agree or disagree?
Oh, no, I'm 100%.
You prefer a woman to massage you or a guy?
Of course, a woman, yes.
Now, I will say this, though. Because I got, now, you know, like the PR, I think it's called PRP, where they take the blood out and then they spin it and then they inject it back in. Because the way injuries heal, from somebody who studied kinesiology as I did and had been in many surgeries, a lot of the injuries, I don't mean like if it's full rupture, but like some of these injuries, they don't heal because there's just a lack of blood flow. That's why you never see the KT tape on players.
No,
or
of course,
the
yeah.
circles when they do the cupping.
That I do know from MMA, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you see it all the time. See it in the NBA, guys with their jerseys. The reason why they do the cupping is because when they pull the suction up, it elevates the skin, and then the blood starts to flow, and then it starts to facilitate healing, right? Anyway, I call the place that I go to. Hey, I finally have a free night. Can I get a massage? But I don't want anything but my shoulder. Sure, no problem. 2 hours. I'm like, money. Can I do the cupping? Yes. And I didn't even think to ask for a guy or a girl because it's always a girl. When I get there, it's a guy. I'm like, you know what? I did it, and I didn't care. I got to be honest with you. For this thing, I am going back to him.
All right.
He was great.
There you go.
He was strong. I'm like, oh. And it feels a little bit better.
Well, I would think they had a little bit stronger than some of the ladies, no?
Well, let's not genderize this here, but it's
I'm
not
just saying.
In trouble. But, no, the women are amazing, and they're professional, and unlike, allegedly, you know, what's going on with Tucker, that's why I say allegedly, Deshaun Watson. But, yeah, no, I am. I think you said this morning you've only had two massages.
In my life,
you're 40 years old. How is that possible?
Well, because I'm not into massages. Like, I know plenty of people that go for them. My wife goes for them. She loves that stuff. I am not one for massages. I don't care to. That's the last thing on my mind is to get a massage.
Really?
Yeah. Do you think Tim Boyle likes to spin his blood?
I do. I'll give you one more before we get the last one there. I remember we were on our honeymoon in Costa Rica, and my wife and I got couples massages in the jungle of Costa Rica. I swear to God. And then after they were, and we were right next to each other. And then like right when they were done, they left. And then we had a nice jacuzzi just by ourselves.
Kind of very romantic.
It's phenomenal, dude.
Very romantic.
Yeah,
right.
But certain places on my body, I don't love being touched. But no, massages do help because I'm always hurt, unfortunately. Go ahead. What's the
All right, final one, BT.
Yes.
If I offer you an option of eating a sausage or a banana? Which one are you eating?
I'll tell you, you're a weirdo, dude. What? You really are weird. You're just weird.
That's not weird. I'm asking what type of food you like.
Well, I like them both because, you know, but it depends. I mean, is it 9:12 in the morning on a Saturday when I'm running out to coach and gas up the car because I'm out all day with the kids? Give me the banana. You know, if it's Sunday and I'm watching football, give me the sausage. You really are an idiot, man. I'm convinced you are. You are a knucklehead. That's all there is to it.
My job is officially done for the day. I'm putting my feet up.
Yeah,
thanks, okay, guys.
Great. Yeah, wow. What an amazing producer. What do you prefer?
I like them both. I'll take them both at the same time.
You like to take the sausage and the banana both. You like to take them both.
The combo. I'm not going to be honest with you.
You said you'll take them.
I'm being serious with you. I actually like combos. And the craziest thing I've ever heard, my son, JD, weird. By the way, it's his birthday today.
Yeah,
shout
happy
out.
Birthday, JD.
Shout out to him.
15, right?
15 years old, but he has been on a kick of, like, eating healthy.
That's awesome. Well, and, he should.
Dude, but he combines the crazy thing together. Steak.
Nice.
Banana, avocado.
Nice. Fantastic.
And something else. It was the craziest combination, but I'm telling you, like, it just all works.
Get a little peanut butter in there. Get a little kale. Get a little carrots. I mean, that's money. He's a young athlete.
That's what I'm saying. Like, banana sausage, I think it's a new combo. Go for it.
You really are an idiot. Patty, I mean, how did this guy ever get married? Who married him? And she's amazing, too. How is she still with you?
Well, I ask myself that every day.
Well, you could probably say the same thing about my wife, too. Why was she still with me? All right, let me get Steve in Fairport. Steve, BT and Sal on the Fan. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, BT, how you doing?
All right, Steve. I don't know, probably better before those last couple of questions, but still pretty good.
I was going to say, it's a tough follow, but I love the image of Hoff going to a wedding with three envelopes in his suit, green, yellow, and red, depending on what, you know, how that thing goes. He passes the money out.
Yeah, I'm pulling it back, or I'm going to add to it. I mean, this guy, he is a twisted soul. He really is.
But I did want to start by saying you got to lay off a Hoff with Pete Alonso, because we're Mets fans, okay?
Yeah.
We don't have 27 championships. We've got, some hurt in our DNA. So until he signs, we got to be a little bit cautious.
So you're more. I haven't been on him. I mean, I'm a little surprised because what he tweeted last night, he was over the moon.
Okay, but let me tell you why I think Pete's so important. So this is about listen, with free agency and everything, it's so hard to build any kind of relationship with a team these days. You know, I go back a long way as a Mets fan. My dad's 92. I remember Strawberry coming up in his first at bat. He looked skinny as hell. But man, immediately you knew that's the sweetest swing you've ever seen. And then a couple of months later, there's a fight. He's in the middle of it. You realize he's a team player. And all you want to do is continue that story.
Uh-huh.
I've been to, I'm in upstate New York, so I've been to Syracuse to see Beatty and Vientel. We go down to Binghamton. We saw Acuna.
Oh,
I want to eventually see these guys brought up and win a world championship with them.
Yep.
And that's why Pete's so important. Listen, look, he's aging. He's lost a step. We know that. He's probably not worth the money he's going to get. But damn it, he's ours. And that matters. That matters when the Mets are 10 games below 500, because those are the fans that are going to be at those games. And it matters, you know, long term, because you're going to bring somebody in at the trade deadline. And with Cohen, you're going to sign people in the offseason.
Yeah.
You need a core of your own guys, or there's no relationship with the team. Listen, if Los Angeles wins this year, God bless them. Let them all show up to the game 35 minutes late.
Yeah.
Let them talk to Mary Hartman. Yeah. Who the hell cares?
Steve, I love your sentiment. I truly do. And I think he's going to resign with the Mets. I love the sentiment. But, you know, and I don't think you'll be 10 games under, as you just said. And if you do, something really went wrong, and that'll be a different conversation. But when when the Mets are 10 games under 100, under 500, 10 games under, people don't go to watch them.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But there's people like me that may not make the drive down to New York City to watch them.
Yeah.
But we're still bleeding blue. And one of the reasons we are is because we do have a core of our own guys.
Fair enough.
I mean, I think it's really, really important.
That's a real, you know what? That's an awesome statement right there. I could get down with that. Thank you, Steve. Great, great sentiment. Nah, that's awesome. That's really, really good. I understand it. I get it. Like the sentimental stuff, yep, I'm a sucker for that. I always will be. You know, that's why when Louis Carter II passed, I was so touched by that, because brings me right to my childhood. That's what I fell in love with, those St. John's teams, even more than the Knicks. That's why I love basketball the way I do. So, yeah, I get it. That's your guy. And it looks like your guy's going to be back, which is a good thing. All right, 888-808-1019. BT and Sound on the Fan coming up. King topic of the day. Get back to the calls on a Friday on the Fan.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.